What's better than listening to Capes and Scales podcast? Listening to Capes and Scales podcast and then listening to Superliminal Films over at superliminalfilms.com, a member of the Capes and Scales podcast family.
The somber tones of that laugh could only mean Leander will review books. Go.
I'm back.
Minisode number 6, everybody. Go for it.
All right. All new X-Factor number 18 and 19. Now, Tim, you've already told me that X-Factor is going to be canceled. Is that correct?
I do believe it's issue 20.
Number 20. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to review issues number 18 and 19. It's very important that I review these issues because people are doing a disservice to themselves by not reading X-Factor right now. Mm-hmm. Everything that it's lined up from the very beginning is paying off now at the end. So X-Factor number 18, they are sent on a brand new mission. The idea is that there is this girl that was kidnapped, and it's a friend of Mr. Snow. And Mr. Snow is the CEO of Serval Industries, who is the person that's hired X-Factor to do their good work. So they go to go save this girl, and starting right off from the very beginning, something that I've brought up one time before, Danger finally sleeps with somebody.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It happened.
It happened. It's one of the team members.
I'm irresistible to women.
Who do you think might be the person that she slept with?
I hope it's...
Let me give you the list of characters that are on this team.
I know who leads.
Polaris.
Mm-hmm.
Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Danger.
Mm-hmm.
Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Sunfire joined the team.
Okay.
And then there's a new character named Georgia. She's like a 15-year-old girl, we'll say, who can she can make or create water. She can take away water from your body.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. So of those characters, she did sleep with one of them. Who did she sleep with?
I want it to be Polaris.
You ready for the answer?
I am.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cypher.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Now, what does this mean? Because Warlock's been trying to sleep with Danger for mm-hmm. the entire run.
Yep.
And now his best friend has slept with the one person that he's been trying to sleep with the entire run.
It's like real life.
It's like real life. Stabbed in the back by your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are an alien from another planet that's made up of techno-organic material.
Plot devices. It's made up of plot devices.
So Danger, not surprisingly, is apparently really good in bed, by the way, according to Cypher.
Wow.
Well, he tries to keep the secret. The secret finally comes out as they're going to the next mission.
Mm.
Warlock, like, tries to kill him, basically, as would happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danger gets in the way and says, no, don't touch him. You know, that's my man, basically. So it's pretty hilarious. So, the idea is that they get there, they have to go fight. They're going in the Middle East, I guess, is probably the best way of saying it, based on the wardrobe that I'm seeing, based on the wardrobe. So, they go down to this, like, temple area to save the girl. And what's the weapon of choice for these Middle Eastern people? Guns. Who doesn't care about bullets flying at their face? Polaris.
Mm.
So, you know, Polaris is a badass. She takes care of business. And then, at the very end of that issue, you see that the girl that was kidnapped so that because she was a sacred vessel, basically.
Hmm.
And she houses a very evil demon inside of her.
Uh-huh.
That demon finally comes out.
Hmm.
So then you
should've left it alone.
Should've left it alone. Hmm. So that was the cliffhanger, which you would be really sad if I hadn't read number 19 for you, which I did.
Good for you.
19 starts off, they're trying to basically, this god is trying to destroy X-Factor. And immediately, everyone's like, oh, let's go into fight mode. Polaris is like, everyone bow down right now to this god. Like, everyone get on their knees and bow down.
Hmm.
And because she's like, has a plan. She's like, no, we don't need to fight this god. There's a way of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said last on this last issue, Sunfire joined the team. And when's the last time you saw Sunfire bow to anyone? He's like the most obnoxiously arrogant person that you could think of. So he doesn't bow. He gets pissed off that everyone else is bowing, and he shoots the demon with fire. He gets knocked out, of course. So everyone's fighting this demon. Its power, quote-unquote, which is what you would think it would be, is to steal your soul.
Mm.
So everyone's fighting, getting their butt kicked, and eventually there's a point where the demon has all the team members in their grasp and is about to kill them all. Well, one team member doesn't have a soul. That would be Danger.
Mm.
So Danger breaks free, goes into kick-ass mode once again, which is something she's done before. She's pretty badass. To the point where she says she makes the demon beg. Like, she makes the demon beg for his life. So her comment was to the demon, leave this girl now. Flee and never come back. And the demon left and, like, ran away.
So that's interesting, because I remember when the series started, and we were both reading it at that point, you were really like, Danger's on this team, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been, like, the best part of this for you,
by far. Yeah, Danger's been amazing.
I liked how they portrayed Polaris.
Yeah.
I like actually how they portrayed most of the characters. It's a weird team.
It is.
A weird combo, but it kind of works. And it's funny that Danger came full circle.
Yeah, and I actually say that this is a book where it's funny, it's drama, it's action. Mm-hmm. It has every element in one book. So, unfortunately, we're losing X-Factor, but I say go pick it up.
But when are we going to... But, like, is it really going to be gone? Or is it going to be brand new X-Factor?
It will, but they would have lost this team that they were forming, and that actually could have went somewhere. And it's just unfortunate that the sales were not high enough. I really do believe that this could have been a really, really spectacular book if they let it run further.
Mm-hmm.
But, unfortunately, it's getting cut. The team that we already know is getting split up because Quicksilver is joining the Uncanny Avengers. Mm-hmm. So therefore, this team already is going to get broken up one way or the other. So again, it's unfortunate. Maybe. We'll see what happens. I want to see what happens with issue number 20 because really... and the last plot twist for you guys out there that are going to pick this up. Mr. Snow finally shows his true colors, is all I'm going to say.
You knew he had some colors.
Yep. So his true colors are beginning to be exposed. So
smackdown happening in that last issue, probably.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, this has been Capes and Scales, minisode number 6. Make sure you check us out on the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the iTunes. And at capesandscowlspodcast.com. And if you want to ask us any questions, the best way to get a hold of us outside of the Facebook, which is pretty quick, is capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com.
Love us, like us, we'll also love you and like you.
It's a lot of loving, people, but we can do it.